You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
This is David Siegel going through the WNBA draft prospects for Swish Appeal, and we are sitting here looking at a post right now that is definitely one of those players that general managers in the WNBA are really going to have to think long and hard about. The skill level is unbelievable, but there's a lot of other things that go along with Danielle Adams of Texas A&M. And I'm joined by one of the people that will not be sorry to see her graduate, and that's Oklahoma coach Sherry Cole, who has had the misfortune, I guess you would say in some ways, of having to play Danielle Adams in Texas A&M. Coach, welcome, and how are you today?
I'm really good, thank you.
Coach, Danielle Adams is definitely one of those people that a coach is going to have to think about because, you know, she's got the size issues, she's got the skill that is really unbelievable. So what do you do? What do you do if you're trying to plan against her, and what do you do if you're her coach?
Well, she's an anomaly, I tell you. Probably the most challenging game plan we faced this year in that you can't really keep her from getting the ball. And that's difficult because a lot of times you'll have a really big post kid and, you know, you can put one in front and one behind or you can sag around. But Danielle Adams doesn't stay in the post. She roams the perimeter. She comes off screens. She rebounds. It's just really hard to keep the ball out of her hands. And once she has the ball in her hands, she's next to impossible to stop from scoring because of her release point on her shot, because of her physical size. She is just, I tell you what, she's different than anybody we've ever tried to get a handle on. And for that reason, I think moving to the next level, she's somebody that professional coaches really have to look hard at, because anybody that can score with that sort of consistency and that versatility becomes an immediate asset. So I think she's a special offensive player. When she came to A&M, you know, we all watched her in junior college and watched her score and score and score, and you're like, okay, I don't know if she can keep up with the pace of the game at this level, and will endurance be an issue? And I got to tell you, in our games with her, it never was. And we tried to run her, we tried to push the pace. Never seemed to be an issue, so she's a handful.
Now, you actually are a good person to talk about this because you had your own game plans dealing with the size inside that Courtney Paris created. And she also, similar to Danielle, has the soft hands and incredible passing ability, the difference being Danielle's a three-point shooter. So, you certainly know about having someone with that kind of size and what the pros and cons are. Courtney has struggled a little bit on the WNBA side. I think that this year she has another excellent opportunity to play in the league. Is Danielle Adams in a situation where she's going to have to find the right team and the right place to play on, or do you think that she has that extra ability with the three-point shooting that she'll be able to translate to pretty much any place she goes?
Two different answers to that question. One, I think she is unique because of her unbelievable skill set facing the basket. If you put her in a gym full of fast guards who are known maybe for being three-point shooters, she might outshoot the whole bunch of them. I mean, it's not that she's good. She's really good facing the basket and just has an uncanny release point. So if you have somebody on her who's 6'4", she still can get a perimeter shot off. It doesn't have to be a three. It could be a little lean back fade on the baseline. She just kind of puts the ball above her head and leans back a bit. She can get it off anywhere. So I think she's a real riddle for people in terms of trying to defend her. I think that makes her different. I think in the comparison with Court, you know, Court's an inside player, and she's not really all that tall. She unbelievable hands, unbelievable footwork, just an amazing athlete, touch, all those things. But she's not really all that tall, and so that kind of made Courtney have to be in exactly the right place at the professional level. She's at the block, and she's playing against people who are 6'6". That sort of neutralizes a bit of that. Danielle Adams' advantage is that she can roam out on the perimeter and then create a disadvantage situation for her opponent because of her versatility. So I think for every great player, right team, right fit in the professional ranks is key. I've seen so many really, really good players just not be in exactly the right situation where they fit. I think that's always a part of the puzzle. However, I also think that Danielle Adams' skill set is so unique that her chances of fitting in a lot of places are higher than most.
Yeah, and one thing that you brought up was the size factor and her ability to roam on the outside. So one of the things that I wanted to comment on was, you know, I don't feel that she will be hurt by the fact that she has not performed particularly well against Brittany Griner in these games because of the fact that I don't really see her playing a center position in the pros.
Right. You know, that whole thing of not playing well against Griner, you know that there are some just sometimes, some situations where kids get themselves in a mindset that's not conducive to their success, and for whatever reason, that seems to have happened. I watched at least two of the four head-to-head games between those two teams in its entirety. And it was not the quality of shots. It was not the level of difficulty. She just missed shots. She did. I don't think it had to do necessarily with the fact that she's going head-to-head with Brittany Griner. I think probably it had more to do with a matchup of A&M versus Baylor and the rivalry that exists there, and that sometimes happens with kids. I just don't think that's an accurate barometer of what her success level will be at the next level. And that's just, you know, me on the outside looking in. I'm not there. I don't know what's going on in the kid's head, but that's just my observance.